Well, first, I can't speak officially to you, but I'll tell you what I know. My party, the Botswana Congress Party, the Botswana National Front, and the Botswana People's Party are engaged in talks to form an umbrella party under the banner of which they will enter the next elections as a single party, supporting one presidential candidate and supporting a common group of members of parliament so that if they should succeed, they should form the next government.
What prompted this action by these parties to engage in talks at all with the aim of coming up with an umbrella party?
Well, first, each of these four parties has a strength of its own. There are those who believe that some of these parties are capable of winning on their own. Well, that may well be, but we are not prepared to take the chance that that may not be the case. We think that the time has come for us to have a government formed not by the current ruling party, which has been in government since 1965, but by a different party. It's time for change. We think that our people need an entirely new direction, forged by an entirely different group of people. And we think that in order to be certain that that does happen, it was so much better if we went it together than if we tried it as individual parties.
So, Pilani, you are basically telling me that the chances of a unified or a group together party, an umbrella party, is better placed to win decisively than individual parties against the ruling party?
Well, most of us believe so.
I hear sometimes the talks are a little bit tough. How determined are the individuals involved in the discussions?
I think it was inevitable that the talks would be difficult. Remember that these are different parties, each with its own ideology, each with its own beliefs, each with its own history, forged each on an entirely different basis from the rest. And so the talks are bound to be difficult. However, the will is so strong, the recognition of the need to work together is so much stronger than what differences there might be amongst these parties. And therefore, I entertain little doubt that they will succeed in what they seek to do.
Some have expressed concern that if these parties make it difficult in the negotiation process, how can the governance of the country be when the umbrella party wins power, or the presidency, for that matter, in Botswana?
Well, I think it's a good thing that obviously the talks are difficult because, remember, the parties are then getting to know one another more. And they are getting to understand one another more, and that should prepare them to be able to work together when the time comes that they must do. Because there will be no false belief in a commonality that will not be the case. I think it's important that they get to know one another now so that whatever differences they might have, they should have time to work over so that when the time comes for them to get into government together, they understand one another so much more.
What will be your message to the people of Botswana about these ongoing talks?
Well, my impression is that there is broad support for that sort of coalition. Obviously, we propose to put our best foot forward. The people of this country must trust us because we want only what is best for them. I do not doubt that they also want change, and they must support us to get that change. And only we can bring them that change. Nobody else is capable of doing so. And without them, we can't do it. So I rally them along.